From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama has accepted the Nobel Peace Prize. During his acceptance speech in Oslo, he acknowledged that his prize could be premature.
Compared to some of the giants of history who have received this prize, Schweitzer and King, Marshall and Mandela, my accomplishments are slight.
But Mr. Obama said those concerns could fade as he advances goals such as a world free of nuclear weapons and tackling climate change. President Obama is the first sitting U.S. president in 90 years and the third ever to win the prize. President Obama's envoy on North Korea says it remains unclear if Pyongyang will return to six-party international talks aimed at dismantling its nuclear program. But Stephen Bosworth told reporters in Seoul, South Korea today that there is a common understanding that the process should resume.
It remains to be seen when and how the DPRK will return to the six-party talks. This is something that will require further consultations among all six of us. Nevertheless, there is common understanding with the DPRK on the need to implement the 2005 joint statement and to resume the six-party process.
Six-party talks include the two Koreas, the U.S., Russia, Japan, and China. They've been stalled for about a year. Bosworth returned to Seoul today after a three-day trip to the North's capital. Bosworth described the talks he had during his visit as candid and businesslike. Defense Secretary Robert Gates arrived in Baghdad today for meetings with troops and Iraqi leaders. NPR's Susanna George reports.
Secretary Gates plans to meet with the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and President Jalal Talabani. Gates' unannounced visit comes as Iraqis are still recovering from a series of bombings that killed more than 100 people on Tuesday. The Iraqi Prime Minister is trying to recover from the political fallout following the attack. Last night, he removed a top security commander from his post. And today, he answered questions from Parliament following accusations that lapses in the government's security were to blame for Tuesday's attacks. U.S. defense officials maintain that the uptick in violence will not change plans to withdraw troops and end combat operations in Iraq in 2011. However, the U.S. military has warned that such attacks will increase in the lead-up to the Iraqi elections, now scheduled for March 7th. Susanna George, NPR News, Baghdad.
The number of American workers filing new claims for jobless benefits rose more than expected last week. The Labor Department says initial claims rose by 17,000 to a seasonally adjusted 474,000. New filings increased after falling four or five straight weeks. A separate report shows the nation's trade deficit narrowed in October. The Commerce Department says the trade gap shrank to nearly $33 billion. The improvement reflects a big jump in exports. From Washington, you're listening to NPR News. Pakistani intelligence agents are interrogating five detained Americans over possible links to extremists. U.S. officials believe the five are the young men who went missing more than a week ago from their homes in Northern Virginia and Washington, D.C. Pakistani police say the five were staying at a house used by a militant group thought to have links to al-Qaeda. In a statement, the FBI says it is in contact with the men's families as well as law enforcement authorities in Pakistan. Legislation crafted in reaction to last year's financial industry crisis and emergency bank bailout program is on the way to the House floor for final debate. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The financial overhaul legislation tries to tackle a couple of things. It would establish a consumer financial protection agency to address mortgage industry and consumer credit abuses. It aims to take on the problem of companies that are too big to fail by giving a council of regulators the power to dissolve a firm whose failure threatens the economic system. The bill proposes having other large firms pay into a fund to cover the cost of doing so. One of the more controversial provisions of the bill allows government auditors to review the Federal Reserve's interest rate decisions. But many changes are likely on the way as the House debates dozens of amendments to the bill. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
AOL is becoming an independent internet company again. The company's spinoff from Time Warner is complete, and AOL stock is set to officially begin trading today. CEO Tim Armstrong has rung the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange. In about a half an hour, he'll do that. AOL is trying to boost its profitability through a portfolio of websites supported by advertising revenue as its dial-up internet access business fades. This is NPR News.